is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. There is cautious optimism in Israel and in Gaza. Following the announcement, Israel and Hamas have agreed on phase one of a U.S. peace plan. Israel's government still needs to approve the proposal. Phase one includes an immediate ceasefire, a partial withdrawal of Israeli troops in Gaza, and the release of all remaining hostages. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv.
The Israeli officials will certainly want this to be a seamless exchange. If you'll recall, in one of the last prisoner release exchanges and hostage release, there was a big ceremony and some of the hostages were paraded through thousands of people. That is what the Israelis don't want to see again. It's our understanding that they have made that demand that on this next exchange.
President Trump says all remaining hostages could be released as early as Monday or Tuesday if the deal is finalized, and he signaled he may travel to the Middle East for the signing. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. The bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa south of La Crosse will close permanently on October 20th. The Blackhawk Bridge, also known as the Lansing Bridge, is in the process of being replaced. The bridge, which was built 94 years ago, has been closed twice in the past 2 years for structural issues. Construction on its replacement began 2 years ago and is scheduled to open in 2027. In the meantime, the DOT will be providing free car ferries to cross the Mississippi River, while heavier truck traffic will need to use the posted detour through Prairie du Chien a half hour south.
Gas prices are staying low in western Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Gas prices continue their downward trajectory, falling 5.5 cents per gallon in Wisconsin in the last week. The state's average is now $2.77 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy. Nationally, the average price for a gallon of gas is $3.08. Patrick DeHaan, who heads petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said OPEC agreed to boost oil production over the weekend, but a refinery fire outside of Los Angeles will cause prices to increase in the western states.
If your local country roads are in rough shape, you can call to get them fixed. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
It's harvest season in Wisconsin, and that means more agricultural traffic on the roads. Along with drivers needing to be aware of these slow-moving vehicles, you can help in other ways. If you notice roads that are in need of repair because of agricultural traffic, you can reach out to your local government officials to remind them that now is the time to apply for funding through the State Agriculture Roads Improvement Program, or ARIP. The application period opened on Monday, October 6th. And the deadline for submissions is 5 p.m. on December 15th. There's $150 million in grant funds included in this ARIP program in the 2025-27 state budget.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Game 4, Cubs and Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, there will be a Game 4 tonight in Chicago. The Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3. Chicago scoring all of their runs in the first inning, keeping their playoff hopes alive. On the brink of elimination, Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's fun and stressful in the same sentence and the same light, and I think you feel both emotions a lot.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Both teams come out firing. You know, that's what it's about. They know us. We know them. There's a lot of emotion in the game, and it says something for both teams. Really.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pistons in preseason basketball tonight. Doc Rivers asked about that ESPN report that the Bucks discussed trading Giannis to the Knicks.
It was a conversation where a team called, and John has been saying no now for 11 years. I don't know why this is a news story, you know, but I guess it is.
That's Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine as we head into your Thursday afternoon. A south breeze of 5 to 10 and upper 60s for highs. Clouds will really increase tonight with showers and a few thunderstorms around, lows in the mid-50s. Clouds clearing out Friday. It's 60 at our studios.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I like these organized mazes much, much better. On our street, there were these triplets, and the triplets were like 3 or 4 years old. We were just talking with the neighbors, and next thing we know, the triplets are gone. They thought we were playing hide and seek, so even though we're calling for them in the cornfield, they're not calling back. And that was a crazy 20 minutes, a fearful 20 minutes with the sun going down till we found them.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the show to make the popcorn pick of the week. Then joining me in studio is children's illustrator Rob Momartz. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Miles Taylor, the former chief of staff for the Department of Homeland Security in the Trump administration, tech and security expert, author of A Warning by Anonymous and Blowback, and the author of a regular and free Substack newsletter, Treason with Miles Taylor. It's at www.treason.io, and I discovered today if you don't put the www in there, you get a security warning that won't let you go through to the website. So, Miles, you might want to check with your web hosting host, and do something about that. But
that is a good flag, Tom. I am on it.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Apparently, your tech, security certificate is only in the www folder. So, anyhow, and Miles Taylor over on Blue Sky and all that kind of stuff. Miles, great to have you back with us. Before we dig into stuff, refresh for people who are not familiar with you and the work that you have done in our federal government. Can you give us, a 1 or 2 minute thumbnail of exactly, where you came from and what you've seen?
Yeah, sure. I spent most of my career in the national security community. I went into government after 9/11, really to help prevent a day like that from happening again. And that took me into the Pentagon and the White House under the Bush administration onto Capitol Hill. And I was in the first Trump administration, ultimately became Trump's chief of staff at the Department of Homeland Security. And I was very frustrated, to say the least, about what I saw and quite frankly, appalled by how the president conducted himself. Now, we all knew who Donald Trump was when he got elected, but I went into that administration because it felt really important for people who understood national security to try to keep some stability and continuity in those important agencies of the government. But with regularity, I saw that the president's inclinations were toward illegality and not doing the right thing. And the point at which we were not able to stop him from doing illegal things was the point at which I resigned from the administration. I had written an anonymous opinion piece about how unstable it was inside the Trump administration, and then came forward publicly, Tom, before the 2020 election to try to persuade my fellow Americans, especially fellow conservatives, not to reelect an obvious autocrat to the presidency.
And they came after you as a result of that?
Well, they did. Exactly 6 months ago to the day this year, the president issued an executive order, and as he signed it in the Oval Office directing an investigation into me, he declared me guilty in his eyes of treason, the highest crime envisioned in the United States Constitution, a crime punishable by death. I suppose it would be reasonable, Tom, for your viewers and listeners to ask the question, if I am guilty of treason, then why 6 months later am I sitting here not in handcuffs and not in a jail cell? Mm-hmm. And I will give you the answer to that question. It's because I, of course, didn't commit treason to the United States. And Donald Trump's investigators, while I'm sure they are trying to find something to charge me with, as they have with James Comey, as it sounds like they will next week with John Bolton, cannot possibly justify the high bar the president of the United States has set that I have, in criticizing him, committed treason against the United States. And so since that time, I mean, my family has been grappling with the fallout, but we've made the decision not to stop speaking out, not to retreat, even though there are defense lawyers and friends and family members who think in the wake of something like that, it would be better to just step back and hope it blows over. We've taken the position that if we do that, it makes it easier for the president to come after other people. So I have resolved to put aside any business interests and other things that I was trying to pursue away from the public eye while growing my family. And I'm committing myself every single day for the next 3 years to shining a light on the president's abuses of power.
Yeah, this is why I went to www.treason.io. And upgraded my subscription to a paid one just to support you. I encourage other people to do that. These are very dangerous times, and people like yourself who speak out are deserving of our support at the very least. Miles, let's talk about national security. You're a national security expert. You understand the risks and threats to this nation in ways that probably most people are just wildly unaware of. What do you see as the biggest national security risks coming out of the currently configured federal government?
Well, look, I'll say this. The irony is not lost on me that the reason that someone like me went into government to go defend our country against foreign terrorist organizations and the tools that were built to make that happen are now being turned against the American people. And let me put that a little bit more explicitly. The counterterrorism architecture we built after 9/11 to hunt and identify and watch list and detain or eliminate foreign terrorists is now in the process of being turned against the American people and the political opposition. And there was a much overlooked executive order from the president last month called NSPM 7, National Security Presidential Memorandum 7. That laid out the bureaucratic process by which the president of the United States can now name virtually any organization he wants in the United States as a terrorist organization. And that opens the door for him to add Americans, potentially by the thousands, to the terrorist watch list and start to criminalize criticism in this country. This isn't made up. This isn't hyperbole. You can go to the White House website and read this language. It is extraordinary. It's the type of thing when I was at the Department of Homeland Security in the first Trump administration that I would have lit on fire if it hit my desk. Mm-hmm. I would have said, this is illegal. I don't need the lawyers to tell us this. This is unconstitutional. We cannot possibly go forward with this. This would be the most dystopian thing the administration has done.
It says if you're an anti-capitalist, which could be described as what, a union member, a union leader, somebody who calls themselves a democratic socialist, or a Democrat. That if you're anti-capitalist, that's one of the indicators of potential for terrorist activities, and therefore the 200 or so joint terrorism task forces around the United States, which I understand are, you know, kind of a fusion of FBI and local police, but that's going to be my question to you in just a second, that they can begin investigating you right now. So I come out and, you know, our daily song today is we're all socialists, you know, and so they say, oh, Hartman's an anti-capitalist. What can they do to me once they have identified me as anti-capitalist under this national security memorandum? And how do these joint terrorism task forces work?
Well, let's use you as an example, Tom, because this is not an exaggeration. Given the political positions you have staked out in the past year, it would not be beyond imagination that one of this administration's joint terrorism task forces around the country could be directed to investigate you and your program and decide that the things you are saying are maybe aiding and comforting the enemy in their view. So they designate a terrorist organization and they say, you are saying things that provide them material support. And even if that's not true, you're not going to have a say in that. They can open the investigation and they don't need anything more than reasonable suspicion to add you, Tom, to the terrorist watch list.
Which means a lot of things.
Well, if they decide to put you on the no-fly list, but that would be a mistake because then they would tip you off to the fact that you're on the list. Mm. It just makes it a lot easier to track and monitor you, not just from a travel perspective, but a financial perspective. And if they want to go seek additional measures, it'll facilitate the ability to monitor your communications. That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
This isn't in the abstract anymore. This is now happening. And there was a saying in the 20th century about the banality of evil. Right. You know, people imagine evil is a jackboot kicking down their front door and their neighbors being pulled out by the collars and put on trains and sent to gulags. That's not what it looks like at first. It's very, very bureaucratic. You have to get these people and systems and processes in place. And that is what is happening. You are seeing this administration do exactly that. And, you know, it is, I think, the gravest threat to First Amendment rights that we have seen in this country, if not in the modern era alone, perhaps in the 249-year history of the whole republic.
Yeah, we're talking with Miles Taylor. www.treason.io is his website, his Substack newsletter. It's free. You need to check it out. The former chief of staff for the Department of Homeland Security. Miles, I just have a minute and a half or so left before we hit a hard break. How do you see this playing out and what can we all do about it?
Well, look, the honest answer here is this administration wants to go all the way. The closest thing there is to martial law in this country is the declaration by the president of the Insurrection Act. You just saw the governor of the largest state in the union this week say we are on the brink of martial law. Whether you love or hate Gavin Newsom, take that seriously. Mm-hmm. If an American governor is saying that, I think the president wants to consolidate his power by invoking the act, by militarizing the country, and attempting to subvert elections to remain in power. It doesn't get more serious than that. And Tom, the response is mass mobilization. People need to be taken to the streets. I know some people who are listening may say, I don't like protesting. I don't want to go out to protest. Well, I don't like protesting either, but you've got to show up. And on October 18th, we're going to see one of the biggest the popular movements in this country take to the streets to oppose Donald Trump. And I would urge people on No King's Day to be out there on the 18th. That's where this starts.
Yeah. 30 seconds here, Miles. You've described yourself as a conservative Republican. How does that conflict with what Trump is doing right now?
Well, look, I can put it very simply. The Republican Party was founded on three ideals: free minds, free markets, and free people. A reverence for free speech, a reverence for free market capitalism, and a reverence for human freedom and competitive multi-party democracy. Every single one of those pillars, Donald Trump has not just run away from them, he has strapped plastic explosives to the bases of those pillars and detonated them in full view of the American people and his party, yeah. And his party is indifferent.
Yeah, my Republican dad, were he still alive, would be outraged. The Antifa guy who volunteered for World War II. Miles Taylor, the former chief of staff of the Department of Homeland Security. Treason.io is his website. Miles, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thanks, Tom.
Appreciate
you.
Keep up the great work.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. More of the news of the day. Actually, some good news. J.D. Vance's favorite blogger might leave the country. Tell you about that after the break. And your calls. What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knockbox. the next of kin bucks. The Knockbox helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a Knockbox. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com, N-O-K-B-O-X.com. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-859-3220. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-859-3220 or biglou.com.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Does a 2025 federal law cut funding for some emergency broadcast alerts? Yes. A law signed by President Donald Trump on July 24th rescinds $9 billion, including $1.1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or CPB. CPB, which funds NPR, PBS, and affiliates, announced it would shut down. Smaller rural stations rely heavily on CPB for weather and emergency alerts. Wisconsin stations got $8.5 million in 2024. The cuts led to a back and forth between Representative Derek Van Orden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on X over whether emergency broadcast alerts would be affected. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Born in a mansion of winners and losers, kindness was weakness, shame never shown. Roy Khan whispered, attack and destroy, a gilded facade built on failure alone. The hunger for power, the need for control, a perfect machine for a heart without soul. The last American president. Is this how the story ends? Democracy breaking, the truth forsaken. We rise or we descend. Reform, resist, remember. The call is heaven sent. Or will the last American president. Decades in motion, the billionaire's plan.
24 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So, remember Curtis Yarvin? He used to blog under the name of something like Moldius Goldblug or something. It was weird, but anyhow, he's the kind of anti-democratic ideologue, the guy who says that we should replace our constitutional republic, our democratic form of government, small d democratic form of government, with basically, an oligarchy run by tech geniuses. The democracy is kind of out of date and all this sort of thing. And he may argue with my definitions of or my explanation of what he's saying, and I would refer you to his own writings for it. He's the guru of the dark enlightenment. And he's now quite worried that Trump is going to stumble and that the Republicans are going to fail to end democracy in America and turn us into this, kingdom run by the tech lords. And so he's now planning to leave the country. This is fascinating. This is, there's an article here, Panicked Curtis Yarvin. He's J.D. Vance's guru, by the way, plans to flee the USA. It says, fearing retribution from a future Democratic administration, a terrified Yarvin declared on October 5th that he is planning to flee the country. Writing on Substack, Yarvin said that the Trump administration is mostly engaged in performative theater and failing to fully destroy the nation's democratic institutions. He fears this will inevitably lead to a backlash once Democrats regain power. This is the exact quote. Quote, because the vengeance meted out after its failure will dwarf the vengeance after 2020, because the successes of the second revolution are so much greater than the first, I feel that I personally have to start thinking realistically about how to flee the country. This is Curtis Yarvin. This is a good sign for democracy. You know, if the guy who is like kind of the architect of the end of democracy in the United States, the guy who people like Peter Thiel and J.D. Vance think is, God's gift to philosophy, the grand guru of the future of America, if he's like freaked out that his plan to destroy American democracy is not going to succeed. And this guy pays close attention, and he's seriously looking at this kind of stuff. If he thinks he's going to fail, if he thinks, ultimately we're coming for him or somebody's coming, the next Democratic administration is coming for him, and he wants to flee the country, hey, Curtis, don't let the door hit you on the way out. But sounds like a good deal to me. Stick around. We'll be right back. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls. With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle, and we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal. They would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth. And that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet, because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, and not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com.
Todd Alba.
If you're a Windows 10 user, tune in next time as we'll talk about the potential end for support, and we're giving away tickets to No Packers, No Life, the new Packers movie, next time.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Wisconsin Election Commission must now verify that everybody on the state's voter rolls is a U.S. citizen. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
According to reporting from the State Journal, this is all because of a case brought by two voters represented by a conservative law firm. These voters filed a lawsuit claiming Wisconsin should require proof of citizenship for people to cast a ballot. And this judge agreed, ordering the state to verify all voters are citizens by the next election in February. But then the Department of Justice has filed an appeal asking for the order to be put on hold. Attorney General Josh Call says implementing this new check would, quote, require a massive overhaul of Wisconsin's voter registration statute, end quote. He also argues the judge's order creates a new voter requirement that's not in state law. The judge agreed to postpone part of his order, the part that would have required every new voter trying to register prove they're a U.S. citizen, which Call says would have shut down voter registration in the state. The judge set a court date for October 31st. Wisconsin has 3.6 million voters, and on average, 200 people register to vote every day. By law, only U.S. citizens can vote, and anyone who casts a ballot without being a U.S. citizen can be prosecuted. We have voter ID laws in Wisconsin, which require a state ID to vote. Only U.S. citizens and people who are in the country legally can get a state ID. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The City of La Crosse is holding public information and engagement sessions for its City Administrator Working Group. A proposed ordinance to add the position of City Administrator to the City of La Crosse will be decided upon by the La Crosse Common Council in February. The information sessions are being held on October 8th and October 14th. The proposed ordinance would add a City Administrator, which would take on some of the responsibilities of the Mayor's Office. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine as we head into your Thursday afternoon. A south breeze of 5 to 10. And upper 60s for highs. Clouds will really increase tonight with showers and a few thunderstorms around, lows in the mid-50s. Clouds clearing out Friday, currently 62 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Stand-up comedian, Mr. Jim Flanagan.
Can I tell you my Culver's hack? I always get the kids meal because it's everything you want. I don't have children.
Right.
So I'm just pretending I have like a 9-year-old named James in the back of my car.
I'm not proud of this, but I'll go through a drive-thru like a Taco Bell. I'll act like I'm on the phone and go, what else did you want? Okay. But it's all just for me. It's like six tacos, nachos, Bel Grande, and I can mouth through all of that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, Mike Clemens will have all the details on tonight's Game 4 at Wrigley between the Brewers and Cubs and preview Sunday's Packer game against the Bengals.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For all of your support. Ah!
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it. I knew we all have two ages, you know, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That was it. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise habits, just Field of Greens. I drink Field of Greens, and I feel great. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. And I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's still time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
They tighten the chain, corrupted by money, addicted to power and fame. But history whispers through the cries of the streets, the heart of the people will not admit defeat. When the powerful fear the people, democracy wins, the fire is burning within. We rise, we resist, we won't bow down again. When the powerful fear the people, democracy wins. They hide behind shadows.
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. What's on your mind today? Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Greetings, Tom, your buddy. Three things that has developed. Number one, let's make it clear. This shutdown is solely the cause of these Republicans. Notice I use the word cons, C-O-N-S, because they're trying to connive the American people and Democrats. And they're wondering, what's wrong with Chuck Schumer? You know, he always cooperated. Newsflash. You guys have said, let's keep the government open, and then we can work out the issues down the road. Chuck Schumer offered an olive branch then. And then what have you done for the past few months? Did nothing but cater to Donald Trump and aid and abet the 34th time convicted felon into covering up the Epstein files, which has become his apparent kryptonite. Yeah. So you think Chuck Schumer and the Democrats going to fall for that crap again? I don't think so.
Did you see Schumer's new video, Michael?
It's
going viral. He walks right up to the camera. He says, you know, the Republicans want to take away your health care. He says, you know, for speaking for us, no effing way. And he drops the F-bomb. He says the word. He's right to the camera. No effing way.
When you put somebody to the limit, as my man is Chuck Schumer is, I'm not a bit surprised. And I got to confess, I dropped F-bombs myself because that's how furious these people have made me. I was also furious at Pam Bondi. Now, I want to see Democrats put their foot down on her. She thinks she's going to go into Congress and then bully her way and then raise her voice at the senators that are asking her legitimate, relevant questions and saying, I'm not going to discuss this. I'm not going to answer your questions. No, damn it. You are going to answer the questions that you're put towards. You took an oath. Now you must abide by it. Or, you go to jail.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, they're trying to send Jim Comey to jail for lying to Congress. I don't understand why they're not going after some of these administration people.
I really don't think that he lied to Congress, but all this personal interest on Pam Bondi, on Mike Johnson, I think it's more than just they're trying to protect Trump because they're saying there's a list of people involved. I don't recall anyone saying that it's all men. There could be some women involved as well, and Ghislaine Maxwell may not be the only one. Let's just keep an open mind on that. Does Pam Bondi personally involved in it? Is Mike Johnson personally involved in it?
I just posted over on Blue Sky a picture from, it looks like it's from the 90s, of a woman who looks like Pam Bondi with Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. Now, I'm not sure that it's her. In fact, when I posted it, I asked, is this actually Pam Bondi? Because I'd seen it over on Facebook with people saying, yeah, this is Pam Bondi. Wow. And I just don't know. But there she is with Donald Trump and Jeff. Or maybe it's an AI-generated picture. I just don't know. That's why I post it with a question rather than an assertion. But, she certainly was attorney general for 8 years in Florida while Jeffrey Epstein was raping young girls and didn't do a thing about it. Looked the other way completely.
One more note before I go. If anyone was watching the New Jersey gubernatorial debate between Democrat Mikey Sherrill and Republican Jack Cittarelli, this guy had proven himself in more ways than one, even though he did not want to admit it, that he's a disciple of Trump and MAGA.
I didn't see the debate, closely, Michael. I heard that it got heated. What was the takeaway, quickly?
Give you one takeaway. He keeps saying, what does Trump have to do with New Jersey? We know everything, but he kept trying to distance himself from Trump. But then he had the audacity, when asked about what kind of grade you would give Trump, he says, I'll give him an A, and it's so unfortunate. He says it's so unfortunate that his opponent had voted against the big, beautiful bill that would do so much for New Jersey. So wait a minute, Mr. Cittarelli, you said Trump's got nothing to do with New Jersey. Why the hell are you doing promoting his big, beautiful bill?
Yeah, so he's contradicting himself. Yeah, I get it. Michael, thank you. Thank you so much for that. It's always nice hearing from you. Appreciate the call. Steve in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, I'd like to talk to you about a rally we're having in my city that I live in.
Mm-hmm.
And this rally has been scheduled for quite a while on No King's Day. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be family friendly, and they're going to have music and
this is in Madison.
Tasting for the kid. Pardon me?
In Madison?
No, this is Janesville.
Janesville. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And now I'm quoting this from a newspaper article.
Mm-hmm.
Now the opposition has scheduled a rally at the same time, in same place, exact same place, and he reminded all of his followers that Wisconsin is a open carry state.
Oh, really? So you've got right-wingers who have learned that you had a family-friendly anti-Trump protest for No King's Day, and they're encouraging people to bring guns to it? Am I understanding that correctly?
The opposition protesters, yes.
Oh, that's so sad.
I'm quoting this from a newspaper in my town.
Yeah, these guys want a war. They absolutely want a war. They want to start killing people.
They want trouble, that's for sure.
Yeah. Steve, thanks for the heads up on that. I'm sorry to hear about it. I hope it goes well for you. You still going to do it?
Right. Definitely.
Good. Yeah. Fearlessness is contagious. Courage is contagious. Thank you, Steve. Good luck. Yeah, give us a call afterwards and let us know how it went, okay?
I will.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Thanks. Good talking to you. Lucy in Baltimore, Maryland. Hey, Lucy, what's up?
Hi, thank you for taking the call. I have a couple of comments. First, I appreciate the platform for anyone that has an ounce of common sense to be able to listen to reason. So I want to put that out there.
Thank you.
And then one of the things that sparked me calling, I was listening to the interview with Mr. Taylor and the concept of identifying people as terrorists or terrorist organizations and whatnot. And from the very beginning, when the administration came into office and started shutting down government departments, one of the things that immediately came to my mind was it was all about fear-mongering. And I look at the Republican Party and I wonder, what could this individual have to hold against every single Republican member of Congress besides a possible blackmail opportunity? And it comes down to wealth. And mm-hmm. then my question would have been to your guest whether or not, assets can be seized when one is identified as a terrorist organization. And so I see that as the
pretty sure the answer is yes.
Yeah, and creating this fear among the American populace, you know, as one who's just very close to retirement and all the hard work I've put in saving my money and wanting to have a decent future for myself, to have, you know, all of my assets seized, I think I'd rather be poor than live under this administration. So that's the first thing I wanted to say. And I hope that so many other Americans would see that if this were to be our path, money would do us no good anyway, unless we're willing to be a turncoat ourselves against what democracy stands for. So that was really one of the things of most interest that made me call today. But then I listened to you quote Curtis Yarmer, and I wanted to say that hearing that quote gave me even greater hope in moving forward that democracy is going to prevail. So I'm grateful for the platform, and thanks for taking my call and letting me put my voice out there as well.
Well, thank you, Lucy. Very nice to hear from you, and I share your perspective. Thank you so much. And thanks for listening to us on SiriusXM there in Baltimore. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart really a person? I mean, were those Republicans on the Supreme Court correct? No, I don't think so. Not a chance. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. Stay tuned. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Trump administration confirmed in September it is sharing driver's license and Social Security information among federal and state agencies from a massive database of personal and voter data. A class action lawsuit by voters and pro-voter groups has been filed to stop it. Since May, 38 states have received requests to turn over voter registration and voting records, according to the Brennan Center for Justice. As of October 1st, the only state to have complied is Indiana. 8 states which refused to comply have now been sued by the Trump Department of Justice. The administration reportedly repurposed an existing U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services database for verifying immigration status called Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlements, or the SAVE system. NPR reported in September that the immigration status of 33 million voters had been checked using the database. The new lawsuit contends, quote, Congress passed the Privacy Act of 1974 specifically to prevent the government from creating formal or de facto national databanks or centralized federal information systems that would consolidate sensitive personal information of Americans stored at separate agencies, unquote. The voters and groups are asking the court for an injunction prohibiting the administration administration from using personal data not allowed by the Privacy Act. We've linked the complaint from AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. You think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
State Senator Jeff Smith. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Republicans blocked funding for this.
They instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them. Our job is to manage the funding. We can do it, but the governor can't. So it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you've been to a Wisconsin sports event, especially a football game, you've heard his voice.
First and 10, Wisconsin.
That's Badger Public Address announcer Mike Mankey. Join us Friday afternoon at 2:30 as we catch up with the Badger legend during UW Homecoming Week. How does he come up with those iconic calls?
Run, Dane!
And what are his best Badger moments? Join us for a conversation with Mike Mankey Friday at 2:30 on the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Gabe in Placerville, California. Hey, Gabe, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, just fine.
Okay, great. Hey, yeah, and just to touch on that last caller's comment, how about Kevlar harnesses?
Yeah, Sean looked it up. They actually do have bulletproof dog vests. So if you bring your dog to a protest where Christy Noem is going to be hanging out, you know, get one.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm not taking my dog out there.
Yeah.
But, hey, I'm sure you've seen the video from Chicago where the guy rolled up to the on his bike, on that little electric bike, to the Border Patrol agents, and he got him to chase him. And
yeah, he started yelling, I'm not an American citizen. And they five of them chased him down the road. He got away.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and he got away. Yeah, and, you know, it's awesome. It's a feel good video of the year. But I got a suggestion. I think we should, Portland should make him the Grand Marshal of the Naked Bike Ride.
Oh, that's a great idea. Except they would have to identify him.
But I think Portland can get him out there.
Yeah.
And get him a bike, and they could get him naked.
I love it.
That's
a great one. Gabe, thanks for the suggestion. I appreciate it. And thanks for hanging on with us to get it all, you know, the technical stuff worked out. Appreciate it. Barb in Chicago. Hey, Barb, what's up?
Hi. A little while. I love your show, by the way. Today
Thank
is
you.
Particularly great. A little while ago, you were talking about some guy who's going to, like, flee the U.S. I'd never heard of him
Yeah,
before.
Curtis Yarvin.
Yeah, and you mentioned something about technocrats. Can you briefly say what you referenced?
Yeah, this whole dark enlightenment thing, and I recommend that you just take dark enlightenment search engine and the whole story. Put it in quotes. But to summarize it real quickly, it's this idea that democracy is an old system, it's 3,000 years old. Recommend that you just stick dark enlightenment into a search engine and you'll get the whole story. Put it in quotes.
Okay.
But Just to summarize it real quickly, it's this idea that democracy is an old system. It's 3,000 years old. Its time has passed. It's past its prime, and we need to replace it with the kingdom, basically, where the king is actually a group of technocrats, the Silicon Valley geniuses, who have the giant AI platforms and the giant social media platforms, and they will run the country because they're smarter than the rest of us.
Thank you. That's fascinating. You know, last week I watched the three Sunday shows, and Marco Rubio on, I think, all of them, used that term, technocrat, as who is going to run us up.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
It freaked me out. I've never heard that before, and I looked it up, and it's like, OMG. And yeah. So, like, seeing all the techno bros behind Trump at the last inauguration, sort of clicked for me, and I wanted, if you had heard of it, and if not, yep. I wanted to share that.
Yep, I have, and that's Curtis Jarvin's thing, among others. You know, he's not alone in this. Apparently, some of the right billionaires, like Peter Thiel, are very into this, although I don't have personal knowledge of that.
And now our Secretary of State. Anyway, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks a lot, Barb. Appreciate the call. By the way, just a heads up, newsflash. Bob Kennedy just came out and said circumcision causes autism. Obviously, no evidence of that. Okay. He says it's because after they circumcise the child, they give him Tylenol. Yeah. Lawrence in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Hey, Lawrence, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. We keep dancing around these relatively little issues like gerrymandering and James Comey indictment and fighting these little fights. I think the thing that people are not realizing is we're not going to have midterms next year.
Oh, I think we'll have midterms. The question is, will anybody be able to vote?
I don't think we'll even have. I think he'll suspend the elections. He'll declare martial law and suspend the elections.
You know, even Lincoln didn't suspend elections during the Civil War.
You have the power that Donald Trump has. Who's going to stop him?
That's true. Well, we'll see. I don't think the people will stand for it, Lawrence. I don't think he'll be able to pull it off. I think the Republicans will desert him if he tries to do that. But, you know, who knows? They have certainly not been profiles in courage. Lawrence, thanks for the call. Thank you. Hunter in Klamath Falls, Oregon. Hunter, I have about a hundred here. You got a quick one here for the end of the show?
Yeah, all we need is love. John Lennon's birthday today. He's 85. He would have been 85.
Oh, wow.
He don't stop anymore. And his son is 50 today. And Paul McCartney had the American flag, the British flag, and the Ukrainian flag at his concert in Las Vegas.
Oh, really?
The other night.
Wow.
Oh, he's always been, and you know, and the Beatles are for peace and Putin's for peace, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, my son is flying the American flag and the Ukrainian flag on his house. I salute him. Hunter, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Great to hear from you. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Spread the good word. Make that your commitment for the day, huh? Your good deed for the day. Wake somebody up. Take good care of yourself, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
So what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. In Israel, families of hostages are waiting, along with Palestinians in Gaza, on whether Israel's government will approve phase one of the U.S. peace plan. Israel's prime minister meeting into the night with his security cabinet to take a vote on the deal ahead of a full government vote. It includes a ceasefire and release of all remaining hostages. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv.
We've heard from an Israeli official that once the Israelis ratify the agreement, that the ceasefire itself will begin in Gaza over the course of 24 hours. And so after that 24 hours is when the 72-hour window begins for all of the hostages to be released and turned over.
President Trump at a cabinet meeting thanking all nations who helped in negotiations and says once finalized, the hostages could be freed as soon as Monday or Tuesday. The president says he may also travel to the Middle East for the signing. This is ABC News.